My name is Gina Laff, and I live in Chicago, Illinois. I live in the city right by the lakefront. I go to Global Citizenship Experience in Chicago. I'd say it's a new type of education school. We're learning a lot of things that usually college kids would learn. It's a very global school, so we're learning a lot about things that are not only happening within the country right now, but happening around the world. We focus a lot on like being a community. It's a very small school as well, so community is a very important thing in my school. I don't know the exact number. I'd say we probably have like 27 students in all. That's freshmen, sophomore, junior, and seniors. Yep. Last year was the first graduating class. We had 4 graduates. Yes. My class will be the second graduating class. I think there's 7 graduates this year. It's amazing. We get so many amazing opportunities here. And they really help you set a path for the person that you want to be once you leave this school. And I'm excited. I don't exactly want to leave my high school. I've never heard someone say that before. People think I'm crazy, but you probably wouldn't want to leave either. I was adopted when I was 1 from Fernando de la Mora, Paraguay, in South America. And my parents are Polish and Jewish. I always knew that I was different from my family, and they always made it clear that I was adopted. And so I always knew that from the first time I ever had a conversation with them. And it was one of those things that it was just like a random moment that allowed me to come here. My mom had the option of 2 people to pick. She had only 2 pictures, and the adoption lady who was helping her out said, okay, which daughter would you like to adopt? So she held up 2 pictures, and I was the one who got picked. And ever since then, and hearing the stories that my mom told me of her attempting to go back to South America and all the trips that she had to make to just bring me back to the United States, and it really inspired me to want to do something to help the children in Paraguay and maybe even around South America, because I feel like South America is a really forgotten area. And every summer we would go on a Paraguay reunion. All of these other kids in Illinois, we'd all gather together and we would go to Lake Geneva, and we would stay in this hotel, and so there'd be a bunch of little Paraguayan kids running all over with our parents, and we would learn things like what type of animals were in Paraguay, like we'd learn about stories and like myths, and we'd learn about our culture. And I did that up until the age about, till 12. Then I found myself becoming more interested in Paraguay, like on my own. I found it within myself, even at the age of 6, to want to learn more and to know where I was really from. So I try to live my life by the word peace. Peace has always been an important thing in my life. I think of a place when I think of peace. I think of a place where there's nothing bad. And I think of a place where I can concentrate, and I think of happiness and tranquility and a place where I can strive to become a better person. And I find peace within the simplest of things. When I can see the stars in Chicago, that is peace to me. I look up in the sky and I think, wow. There is no other place I'd rather be than looking at these beautiful stars. Like, that is just so calming. Peace means calm to me. At the same time, to me, peace could also be music. When I've had a rough day and things have gone not the way I plan, I'll just put on some Jimi Hendrix, listen to his nice guitar riffs, and I'm at peace. I think peace is just finding a zen point in your body and just finding that energy to be able to allow yourself to be calm. Because I feel like people have so many things going on in their life where they don't have the time to find peace within themselves. And if you can't find peace within yourself, I feel like you won't be able to find it through transactions of other people or through other people. I've found peace within bad situations, and I've turned those bad situations into a positive outlook on something that I had survived throughout my life. And just being able to look back and see that I survived it with a positive attitude and with a clear mind, to me, I find that peace. And I don't think I would have been able to get through the things I got through without, like, actually having to deal with the upsetting or disappointing experiences. My father, he is almost 70 years old. He's 68, I think, and he has dementia. He has cancer. And my dad has always been sick throughout my life. Like, I remember being 6 years old and him explaining to me that one day he might not be there. Like, he might not make it to my graduation. And it's something I've always had to deal with, and it's something I've always accepted, knowing that my father, like, might not be there at the end of the day. And even though that's not something that people usually look at and say, oh, that's, they look at it as a horrible experience, but I look at it as a way for me to really look at my life and think of how strong I've become because of that. And another example is my best friend recently died. It's been 2 years now, and he was one of my best friends, and he was just about to turn 18. I idolized him. He was older than me. He was like my big brother. I looked up to him. He just taught me that everything that comes at you in your life, no matter if it's a death or whatever it is, it will make you a stronger person. And in the end, you'll find something out of it. And it's the truth. With his death, I just realized how important life is. And even with my father's illness, I realized, I mean, I'm just thankful for all the things that have happened to me, because they really have made me a stronger person. And that strength has given me the chance to be at peace, because all these things I've learned to accept and I've learned to work through, which I think you need to learn. And like I said before, you need to find it within yourself to be at peace. The way I describe my dad to people, he's a stubborn old man who doesn't know what's going to happen with the world when my generation comes up. He was a loser in high school. He's told me this, a quote from my father. He was a loser in high school, only focused on his grades, had no friends. He graduated college and dental school when he was 20, made sure to be the youngest person to graduate in the United States from dental school, which I'm proud of. And he's a tough guy. He's been that tough dad. He's always kind of criticized me about everything, because he knows I have the potential to do more or to be better. I feel like he was kind of almost looking down on me, and because of that, I pushed myself away thinking, like, oh, why would he say that to me? Like, why would he do that? And then I realized, why would I push myself away from someone who might not be there tomorrow? Why would I waste my time, like, worrying about what he said to me when I could be talking to him about it and actually listening to how he feels I could improve my life or improve a certain situation? Sometimes it still does happen where I kind of push myself away, almost like it's almost like a security blanket to make sure that, like, he's not gonna say something to me that'll hurt me and that'll be the last thing. Like, that's my fear, is that he'll say something to me that's not nice or not the best, and that'll be the last thing he says to me. And that's my main reason for having that security blanket. But I can't do that. Like, I can't find myself just to be all mad and find grudges against him because he says these things to me. So I take them to heart, I listen to what he says, and I make sure to talk to him every chance I get and to not, like, hold myself away from him, because I don't think that's really the right thing to do when or if someone is dying. I think you should try to talk to them about things you've never talked to them about. I keep a journal, and every day I've been randomly asking my dad a question I've never asked him before, like, what's your favorite movie? Or What were you doing when you were 22 years old? Or what was your favorite college experience? Like things like that. And I'll write them down in my journal. And so if anything does happen to him, I'll be able to look back and remember he said this or remember that conversation. And the good always overlooks the bad in my life. And it always has. And that's what keeps me from not having that blanket wrapped around me, that safety blanket. I think my generation is going to be a lot more prepared versus older generations before us, because I feel my generation, they're a lot more open-minded to things. They're a lot more understanding of things. For example, when going green, if you asked a third grader what going green meant, or how would they go green, or do they recycle? I'm sure a third grader would know what that meant. Whereas if you asked a college kid maybe 10 years ago, like, do you recycle, or what does going green mean to you? Or even 5 years ago, they'd have no idea what to say. They wouldn't know what it meant. And I feel like my generation is just a lot more exposed to new things. And I feel like with exposure within cultures allows people to understand more. And when you understand more, you begin to accept more things. And once you accept more things, then people can start to learn from that and understand and really begin to be at peace with one another and learn how to work together and unite with each other to figure out solutions and problems versus just arguing about it and getting nothing done. I mean, I can't predict the future, but I think eventually we'll get the hang of it and hopefully things will be more peaceful in the world. And for me to find peace, I need to not focus really on myself and the things that have been happening. I need to like think and get my mind off of them, and then that is the only way I will be at peace. I'm not trying to run away from my problems. It's not like that. Just sometimes I'll need a break from them. So by listening to music or writing or drawing, or I find peace the most when I'm listening to people talk about like their problems or the issues going on in their life. I feel like it's a way for me to like get all the stress off of me and help someone else. And when I help people, then I feel at peace. And that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. And that's the only way I know how to start, is by helping my friends with their boy issues or with their issues happening at home. And I feel like I've experienced certain issues that I do have an upper hand in helping kids my age with things going on. I'm not a typical person. Yeah, I accept that. And I love that about myself. And I feel like if people allowed other people to really be themselves and to not hold anything back and just literally be themselves. Like, I wish kids my age would understand that it is okay to be yourself. You don't have to be like everybody else. Like, that was my aha moment. And that is what I realized, like, I want to tell all my friends, like, don't stay in the box. Go outside of the box. Be original. Be different. Like, if people don't like you, who cares? I wish people could take that and learn that it really is okay to be yourself. Like, no one is judging you and no one should have the right to judge you. My advice would be to just take one day at a time. Appreciate the little things in your life. Appreciate the little conversations you have with the people who are there every day. And remember that, who knows, it may be your last day, so look at things with a new eye and be very generous and giving, and you will receive the best in return.